Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So hopefully you've been enjoying these podcasts. Last episode we looked at how we can appropriately approach a master. And then we looked at a little bit of what the philosophy of this master is. And you have to remember that the master is a person, but at the same time, the master is a principle, an all-pervading principle, like consciousness, because you can't really see it otherwise. Just as if you were in a relationship with someone and now you're seeing the whole world as that person. You know, you can't really separate the two. In the same way, if you're a disciple of a master, you can't help but seeing the world as the master. So we do talk in terms of a true guru being a principle, an all-pervasive principle like consciousness and like God, just as much as we would think of the guru as, you know, human being just like us. And we do honor the guru. But in honoring the guru, we actually are honoring ourselves. We're honoring each other, so that's a very important point. And so we should begin by honoring the guru. So, and that's really the best way to gain meditation. You can do it however you wish to do it. So we're going to look at a little psychology in the beginning, because I've started there before. And we're going to look at the points of a psychologist named Alan Shore. And Alan Shore is very much interested into attachment. Now, this is psychological attachment. It's not really spiritual attachment. But I'm going to make the, because he's not, you know, he's a psychologist and a very good one. But I'm going to make the connection between attachment that Alan Shore talks about, an attachment, say, that the Bhagavad Gita talks about. And you might be wondering what the similarities are, or the differences between those two are. And there really isn't that too much of a difference. Attachment theory to the psychologist is going to be that infant-mother connection. So all of us were infants, and we developed an attachment to our primary caregiver, most likely our mother. And the development of our brains was based upon that attachment. And so that's as far as we know, because I'm not a psychologist. It's very, you know, very important work, and I don't have a PhD, so I'm going to leave that aside. And now look at the attachment that the Bhagavad Gita talks about and that in the spiritual works. So attachment there is going to be the same idea. We know if you're attached to sense objects, right? Like drinking, smoking, also sex, right? Pornography. So those can be attachments. We can also be attached to people. We can be attached to our wife, our husband, our girlfriend, our boyfriend. We can be attached to pets. We can be attached to our homes, actually, even where we live. And I'll get into that later about how we can even change that. And that can sometimes be an unhealthy attachment, even to where we live. So that's kind of how the spiritual community looks at attachment. But what I would like to do is I would like to allow everyone to go back into their childhood and see themselves as infants, sort of the earliest possible memory that you would have. You know, the beginning for you. Not so much what someone else said, but what you, as the artist of your own life, would point to as your earliest memory. And I allow you to take the earliest one and then go back even earlier than that. Because it's going to be really far back for most of us. And in that earliest life dawn, if you will, the dawn of our life, our earliest memory, I would like to describe that next step as attachment. This is probably very similar to Alan Shore, where he would make that, would he would draw that line. And I would like you to take that attachment and just redirect it. So what we, if you remember how we opened this podcast, we were talking about the guru as a human being. We are also talking about the guru as an all-pervading principle, like consciousness. So you're welcome to think of that again, just as we started the episode. This might be a little hard to bend your head around, and if you need to listen to this again and go back over it a couple times to get it, it's more than fine. But I want to take our initial attachment that you still should have in your hand, and I want you to now attach it to this guru principle, this guru, this true guru that we've been talking about, the same guru that we are honoring, the same guru that's within us and that we are believing to be all pervasive as well. So we want to develop that attachment, because no mother is perfect, right? But our attachment is really what's unhealthy. You can't help being attached as a young person, but to be enlightened, to be fully matured as an adult, we need to redirect that attachment to something, you know, scriptural, okay? And then that attachment won't hurt us. That attachment will be very healthy. So now, hopefully we've unplugged our cord, and we've plugged our cord into another, or however you want to, you know, think of it, the analogy. We've attached ourselves now to a scriptural idea of the true guru, or the guru principle, because that's what these podcasts are all about. They're not so much about psychology. Okay, so now with our new attachment, let's feel that out. Now, my guess is if you've never done this kind of work, it's going to be uncomfortable for you. Why is it going to be uncomfortable? Because most likely in childhood, we had uncomfortable experiences with our primary caregiver. This wasn't the Buddha who was raising us. And that can come out now, in this moment, as you are correctly attaching yourself now, spiritually, to the Godhead, the Guru head, the Guru principle, the God principle, all-pervading consciousness, the inner self, right? And so I allow you to be uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable now, I allow you to be so. And in doing that, I hope that you will allow yourself to be so, knowing that it's a process. Anytime you move, maybe you move somewhere new, you start a new job, you're a student, you're in a new class, you're going to be a little uncomfortable. But if we can just accept that, then we can actually do this work. If we can't accept a little bit of negative feeling concerning a new approach, then we will never allow it to actually work. Till the end of time, one day we drop dead, right? We will never actually allow this process to occur. And you could say, well, I love my mother. She's the best. She's the best mother. She's the greatest. She's, you know, Mother Teresa. Fine. That's fine. But if she is, then why are you feeling uncomfortable, in a sense? Because what those feelings are, from what I understand, is that they're actually feelings that are being dug up from a less than perfect infant attachment to the mother. So we allow those feelings to be there. We accept them as negative. We accept them as feelings of, ugh, this is terrible. but we recognize that this is probably the infant saying, ugh, to the mother. Okay? So, and you know, and Alan, I recommend anyone to read Alan Shore. Alan Shore talks about how that ugh, say, from the infant to the mother, later develops into adult psychopathology. Major depression, you know, any sort of personality disorders, and any issues we would have. So we want to look at that. But we also have to keep in mind at the same time that spiritual awakening will have these things come up. You know, spiritual practice will have these feelings come up, and you might say, oh my God, I'm depressed. Well, you might just be going through a certain period based on your spiritual practice. You may not want to think about it as true depression because it's actually just being dug up by the practice, and you're in no danger. You just continue your practice and eventually it'll go away. You could treat it, you know, but in a sense, you don't really have to treat it if it's really only coming up from your spiritual practices. That means your spiritual practice is working. Allow it to work, you know. And that's kind of how we deal with these kind of negative emotions and negative feelings that come up on the spiritual path. We recognize them as being part of the process of purification. So I also, you know, give you that and allow you to view your own feelings in that context, and not to feel, think that you're going crazy necessarily while you're meditating and these things are happening, because you should really see them as extremely temporary. You know, they're here and gone in a matter of minutes compared to like months, years, lifetimes that we're carrying this stuff around. So I advise you just to recognize the you know, the transient nature of these negative feelings. Okay, so hopefully everyone's on board. I recognize that this is very difficult work, and we're basically done because, you know, we keep these podcasts about 15 minutes, and we're right there. We're basically right there. So just to wrap up, I would say that we're going to really want to, you know, be with ourselves with this technique, this reattachment. And we're going to want to be, have a little bit of grit. We want to kind of grind it out. You know, if you think of exercise, is exercise always the most life-giving and greatest blessing, or can it be brutal sometimes? I think it can be brutal for a lot of us who practice exercise. So in the same way, is work always pleasant? No? Okay. Well, if you're very serious about your spiritual path and you want to learn something and get something from these podcasts, these episodes, then I advise you to look at this process the same way. If this is the first time you've ever come up against something that was rather difficult for you, I advise you just to say, hey, maybe now these podcasts aren't just a total waste of my time. They're actually doing something for me. So that's how you should look at it. And in about a minute or so, I'm gonna sign off, and I urge you to continue. You know, I could have these podcasts for 2 hours, but what's the point? The point of the matter is to have you do a little bit of work on your own once we wrap up. So you should continue to feel that strain after I sign off. And if it's not there, fine. But if it is there, my guess is that it will be for most of you, is to continue feeling that. And for anyone who practices yoga, sometimes the postures are just so bad, so brutal. We feel like we're dying. But if we give it enough effort, by the end of the yoga class, man, are we feeling good. This is that. It's the same thing. It's just more of a mental posture that we're holding here. So with that, I will sign off. And I wish everyone the very best. And I just want you to know, try it. Give it like 20 minutes. We've given it, you know, maybe 15 minutes, right? 10 minutes on this episode by the time we started. with a little introduction. Give it another 5 minutes. And you can say that you really did it for 20 minutes. So with that, I'm going to leave you to yourselves. And hopefully you can continue this reattachment. And we'll talk next time. So this is Josh Barzell signing off for Modern World Zen.